A good, good Sunday morning to each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining me back here today for Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio's Sunday morning meditation. I am your host, Maria Wall, and of course, for those of you who are faithful listeners and followers, you know that we have been off for a few weeks. And it's because, basically, or the main reason is, that I just needed a break. A lot of you know that we do our regular Saturday evening show, Healing Through Hurt, and many of you have followed all of my trials going on in my life. So, with that said, we decided to take a bit of a break to give me some rest time. But in the past few weeks that we have been gone, I wanted you all to know that so much has happened in that time. And, you know, I've had many people as recently as last evening. I had a very good friend of mine and a former show guest who someone had sent her something negative in reference to her book and what she's trying to do with her life. And she had written on Facebook and said that she was throwing in the towel and she was giving everything up. Well, you know, sometimes those are the times when we have to step up to the plate, so to speak, and give those who need it their reality checks. So, I sent her a few messages and basically trying to tell her that there are going to be people who are going to say nasty things, or there are going to be events that are going to happen in our life that are going to make us want to give up and throw in the towel. And it's those times when we hold on to the only thing that we have left. And that one thing is the thing that we cannot see, touch, feel, or taste, yet we know that it's there. So, our inspiration for today is hold on. You know, today I have so much going on in my life. My world is falling apart. You know, I'm not in a good place right now, and sometimes my mind wanders off into really, really unhealthy places. So once again, I say to you, I do not do this show and take it lightly. I'm right here with you. I do the Sunday morning meditation to help you. And while I'm helping you, it helps me too. So just remember, when you're at rock bottom, and sometimes you're even at a subterranean level, we have nothing left to hold on to but that which we cannot see, touch, feel, and or taste in some cases. So call that something whatever you want, but we exist. Therefore, there is something somewhere that's much more powerful than we are. And so I believe that when nothing else is left, I'll have that to depend on. I hope that each of you is in your quiet spot, sitting down in your favorite easy chair or lying down in bed. And I want you to just close your eyes and relax. Close the doors. This is our 10 minutes and 13 seconds. That's all we have left in the show. It's 10 minutes and 8 seconds now. Just relax and let it go. And remember, when you're at rock bottom, we have no place to go but up, But in order for us to get there, we need to believe that that which we cannot see, touch, feel, or taste will bring us through this. You know, just a little tidbit of what's been going on with me. As you all know, since December of last year, up to now, just yesterday, we lost a third of the family matriarchs. In less than 7 months, this family has been rocked with three deaths. And some people may say, so what? No big deal. I lost my this and that. Well, then this show is for you too. Because you're hurting by showing that you don't give a damn about anybody else. Your pain is all that matters. Well, you know, I understand how you feel, because sometimes it hits us so hard that that's all that we have. And we feel as though God has forsaken us individually. But we have to remember that what does not kill us as well makes us stronger. And sometimes it prepares us for the next battle coming. So with that said, just relax and let it all go. We only have 8 minutes left, just 8 minutes in our show. Let it all go. This show is about allowing yourself to release and leave all of that attention that you've been harboring and carrying around. Let that invisible baggage go. You can't see it. It certainly will not break your back if you let it go, because it doesn't really exist. We only allow things to control our world. They cannot just come in and tear it apart. You know, a lot of times I've watched the local news or even world news, and people have lost everything through tsunamis and great fires and things like that. And every now and then, you'll come across one person who says, you know what, at least I have my life and I can start over and rebuild. They may say it with tears in their eyes, but you can tell that they believe what they're saying in their soul. So sometimes I know that even I have to convince myself of this and hold on to what I call my faith. And so back to what's happened, other than the fact that yes, just yesterday we lost another family member who was one of the matriarchs of the family. I come home on Friday, I sit down and I prepare to start working on my college paper that has to be a minimum of 100 plus pages long. And my computer won't come on. And I'm already at rock bottom financially, working my way up from my divorce and getting out of this abusive relationship. And I have nothing. I live from penny to penny just to stay above water. And as it turns out, my computer needed a new power supply. And I had called a family member, and he says, it should only be about $20. Well, I get to the store, and it's closer to $70. That's $70 that I did not have. And then it's just, I ran around to try to get a better deal, while all the while using up gas and time. And I was running out of time because it was late in the day. So I finally go back and I pay the $65, whatever it was. And I come home and I try to figure out how to get this all back together. Well, I'm here with you because I figured it out. And, you know, God will make a way for me. And I'm sure that He will for you as well. So hold on to that we cannot see, touch, feel, or taste, because it's there. As surely as we exist, there's something greater than we are out there. So just remember to relax and release. get rid of all that negativity. It only has power if you allow it to. Just relax and breathe. Take those deep, deep breaths in. And release. One more time in. And exhale. As you're inhaling, you're breathing in that fresh, clean air. It has not been tainted by any of the negativity. And as you exhale, let go of all of that negative energy. Close your eyes and breathe. Just for these next 4 minutes, just let it all go. You're in your quiet place. There's no significant other. There's no children. There's no barking dogs. There's no chirping pets. There's no fish that need to be fed. There's no breakfast that needs to be prepared. This is just our time for the next 3 minutes and 50 seconds. It's our time. After this, hopefully it will help you be prepared to go back to the hustle and bustle of your day. But right now, for 3 minutes and 36 seconds, this is our quiet time, so breathe. If you're crying, let it out. If you want to yell or hum or chant, do it now. Get it out. And as always, this is one of my favorite CDs. It's the Wellness for Women series. It's the yoga CD, Music for Your Mind, Body, and Spirit. And the artist is Chris Conway. So, 3 minutes. In 1 second, I'm going to leave you with this thought. Just remember to hold on. Someone gets on your nerves this week, hold on. Because believe you me, when they do not see you crumbling, that then turns it back on them. And they're the ones who are upset. So do not allow anyone to tear apart your world. You only give the negativity and those who are negative power when you allow them to have it. When they do not see you crumble, that goes back on them. And eventually they'll move on to the next person they believe is weak enough to fall for their foolishness. Welcome to all of our guests. Thank you for joining me here today, Carlton. I do wish you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy day, enough smiles to turn your frown upside down, and enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week. For our next 1 minute and 43 seconds, just relax, breathe, let it all go. You're about to go back to the real world, but right now this is still our time. So just breathe. And as always, if you ever want to drop us a line, send us some encouragement, because even I need it. You may call us at 202-618-2556 or write to me at Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. Or you may email me at Maria Wall at thewallfoundationinc.org. And as always, I pray each and every one of you enough. And welcome, best people we know. Thank you for joining me today, Deb. We only have 48 seconds left. And guest 562, thank you as well. And all of our former guests, guest 530, and several others, and all those in our call query, guest 551, guest 536. Thank you so much for joining us. And as always, until next time, be well and enjoy being wonderful, beautiful you. You are special. And this is the day that the Lord made for you, so enjoy it. And do not let anything or anyone rob you of your joy. Until next time, I'm your humble host, Maria Wall.